Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Super heavy, starship. These terms are thrown around loosely these days, attached to the magic of SpaceX. But what to expect? Once upon a time, March was Starship Super Heavy Month. No longer. David Livingston, Dr. Space, is here. My colleague and co-host on Hotel Mars Episode N. And we're very pleased to be joined by our colleague, Jeff Faust of Space News, who also publishes online Space Review about events during the week. There is no bigger event than waiting for SpaceX to launch Super Heavy and Starship. Jeff, a very good evening to you. It was March is the month, said Elon Musk, the mastermind. Now it's April is the month. What happened, Jeff? Good evening to you.
Yeah, good evening, John. It's a matter of both finishing the work on the Starship vehicle that they plan to use for the first launch, and then also finalizing the paperwork with the FAA to get a launch license to allow them to conduct that launch. And so now they're looking at probably the third week in April for that launch. Obviously, past dates have slipped, so this might slip again. But right now, we're looking at as soon as the middle of next month.
So the change from March to April, you do not see as profound.
No, it's sort of the gradual slips that we see in all sorts of aerospace programs as they get closer and closer to first flight or first launch and run into last minute technical issues or finishing up all the paperwork that they need to do a mission. So there's no major issue. There's no major obstacle to deal with. It's just sort of finalizing all the work they need to get the vehicle ready to launch.
One more detail. I recall there being a delay for regulatory approval of using Boca Chica as a launch for Starship and Super Heavy. That took some time. What was that it is not adequate to now?
The earlier review that was completed last June looked at the environmental issues associated with launching Starship from its site, Boca Chica, in Texas on the Gulf Coast. And so since then, SpaceX has been taking a number of steps to mitigate the environmental impacts while also going through a separate launch licensing process that's specific to this first launch. And that launch licensing process takes into account that earlier environmental review, but also the various safety issues to make sure that the launch itself does not pose a safety risk of injury or damage to the uninvolved public.
I see. David, you have a question for Jeff.
Yes, Jeff. I wonder, are you planning to go down for the launch, and what kind of safety zone is around this giant rocket? How close do you think you could get to it to see it?
Yeah, that's a great question. I do hope to be able to make it down there in the middle of April or whenever the launch itself takes place. Probably going to be at least several miles away from the launch pad itself. Again, as a safety measure dating back to that FAA concerns about making sure that the uninvolved public is not put at risk by this launch. Probably South Padre Island, the southern tip of South Padre Island, is several miles away from the launch pad. That is probably the closest I would guess that people will be able to get to for the launch. It's a straight shot in terms of the viewing angle, so you can get a good view of the launch. But we'll see exactly as we get closer to the launch how close people will be able to get.
Starship has been in previews a long time, Jeff. I keep getting bulletins about they're going to test another engine, or that one didn't work, or they're going to fire 4 or 5 at once. And then recently, they're going to fire all 33, and let's hope that it doesn't tear the Earth apart. But they only fired 31 of the 33 or something like that. Is that an issue for this approval by the FAA?
I don't think that particular test is an issue. SpaceX was satisfied with the results of that test, even though 2 of the 33 engines didn't ignite. They believe they got enough data to believe that they know how the vehicle will perform on launch day. And in fact, Elon Musk himself said that that would have been good enough for a launch, even if those engines had failed. So I think that itself is not an issue. It's a matter of reviewing all of the data from the tests, doing all sorts of engineering models, working that with the FAA and getting them to sign off on that launch license.
We are looking at something that's never happened. All 33 Falcons firing simultaneously and the ship flying into the sky. Nobody's ever seen that, correct, Jeff?
That's right. They have not fired all 33 of the Raptor engines in the base of the Super Heavy. They have done some flight tests of the Starship upper stage, but that only has a few of the Raptor engines. So we've seen it. We've seen a vehicle fly to low altitudes with a few engines, but when we have it stacked on top of that Super Heavy booster with all 33 engines firing, that's going to be a sight that really no one has seen before.
David?
What are the specific objectives or goals of SpaceX for this flight? What is the stated purpose of it?
You know, it's really to test out the vehicle in flight. They can do all sorts of tests on the ground. They can do the low altitudes tests of the Starship upper stage. But you really need to stack the full vehicle and launch it and see how it really performs in flight. See how the Super Heavy performs with all 33 engines. See how well that staging takes place as the Starship upper stage separates from Super Heavy and ascends to orbit. And then once it's in orbit, it's not going to spend very long in orbit. It's going to re-enter almost immediately and splash down off the coast of Hawaii. It's really designed to test both the launch and reentry characteristics of Starship and then feed that data in to the design of the vehicle, upgrade the designs of vehicles they're already working on that they're building at Starbase at Boca Chica, and fly again. This is sort of the iterative testing process that we've seen a lot in aviation. We haven't seen it so much in spaceflight, but it has demonstrated proven success with the earlier phases of Starship.
To big picture, Jeff, is this the ship that is meant to go to the moon and Mars and beyond? Is that what we're looking at, the Super Heavy and the Starship? That's it?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a version of this vehicle that NASA will use as part of its Artemis program to land astronauts on the moon as soon as 2025. There will be a lunar lander version of Starship that will launch, get refueled in orbit, and head off to the moon. So this is literally the same class of vehicle that will land on the moon within the next few years.
So I'm trying to come up to an analogy that I can remember. This is as if we're witnessing Saturn V with Apollo, say, 8 or 7 on top and the intervening stages, the second and third stage. Those were live events that I believe they tested them without astronauts beforehand. But when they went up with astronauts, that was then, this is now, and they're both to achieve the same thing, go to the moon and perhaps go to Mars.
Yeah, this is very similar to the early Saturn V test flights that had Apollo boilerplate capsules, but no people on board to really test the rocket. They did it. They called it all up testing because they were originally going to test stages individually, but they were racing to the moon. They decided they needed to move faster. And so they tested the entire vehicle all at once. And so that's something similar to what we're seeing here. We're going to be testing for the first time Starship and Super Heavy combined, see if it can actually reach orbit. And if it can reach orbit, to see that if it can reenter and splash back down in the ocean.
David, we have about a minute.
In terms of this rocket, what will it differ like when they put people on it? How will they test differently for people?
Yeah, SpaceX has talked about doing dozens, maybe even 100 or more Starship launches without people on board before they're ready to put people on for the first time. So we're going to see a lot of test flights. They're going to build up a lot of experience with this vehicle before they feel confident flying people on board. So they will get a lot of experience, and there probably will be some setbacks. There probably will be some failures along the way simply because they will run into things they don't anticipate. But that's the purpose of a test program, is to find out those things now in the early phases and build up the experience and the confidence in the design before you put people on board.
All these dozens or hundreds of flights, all from Boca Chica, or are they going to move the operation to Florida?
You know, eventually we will see launches from the Kennedy Space Center. They're building a pad right now at Launch Complex 39A, right next to the one that they're using today for Falcon launches. And so that will probably be ready to enter service in the next year or two. And that may be the pad that launches the Starships that go to the moon.
Jeff Faust of Space News. Dr. Livingston of The Space Show. This is Hotel Mars Episode N. I'm John Bash.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.